借着优美的赞美歌声，让我们知道主耶稣是我们的盾牌，是我们的力量。
Through the beautiful melodies, we learn that Jesus Christ is our strength and our shield.
主耶稣能够成为我们永远的依靠。
And that Jesus Christ can be our everlasting reliance.
主耶稣可以赐给我们绝对的平安。
And that He can give us absolute peace.
世界上有很多的事情，我们必须要去认识。
There are many things in this world that we have to recognize.
其中的很重要的一项就是我们要认识主耶稣以及他的十字架。
And one of the most important things we must recognize is Jesus Christ and His cross.
在新约圣经里头有四本的福音书。
In the New Testament, there are four gospel books.
这四本的福音书都很详细的来介绍主耶稣。
And these books describe Jesus Christ in detail.
今天早上我却要从希伯来书的几个经节跟大家一起来认识主耶稣。
And this morning I would like to use some verses from the book of Hebrews to describe Jesus Christ.
我们请来看希伯来书第九章。
Let's all turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 9.
新约圣经320页，希伯来书九章24节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 24.
二十四节，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
这一个经节在讲到主耶稣的现在。
This verse is talking about Christ's existence.
二十五节也不是多次将自己献上，向那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。
Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another.
二十六节，如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
26. He would then have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
这两个经节在告诉我们主耶稣的过去。
These two verses are telling us about Jesus Christ's past.
在过去，他曾经为我们好像祭物被献上，来除掉我们的罪。
In the past, like a sacrifice that was offered as a an offering, he came to take away our sins.
27节，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this judgment, this the judgment.
这个经节在讲到人。
And this verse is talking about men.
这个经节也在告诉我们为什么我们人需要主耶稣。
This verse is telling us why we as men need Jesus Christ.
28节，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪。将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救我们。
So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin for salvation.
这个经节在讲到将来的主耶稣。
This verse is talking about the Christ that is to come.
我们人活在时间跟空间里头。
We men live under the boundaries of time and space.
所以我们有过去、现在以及将来。
So we have past, present, and future.
那这几个经节也就在告诉时空之下的我们，主耶稣的过去、现在以及将来。
And so these verses are telling us who live under these boundaries, Christ's past, present, and future.
我借着来讲解这几个经节，跟我们大家一起来认识主耶稣。
And so I'm explaining these verses so that we can better understand Jesus Christ.
我们请看二十六节的下半句话。
Let's look at the latter half of 26.
说，但如今这在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
这里告诉我们。过去主耶稣曾经来到这个世界上。
It tells us that Jesus Christ had appeared in the world before.
那目的就是让我们现在能够除掉罪。
For the purpose that now we can take away our sins.
那在过去他如何来到这个世界上？
In the past, how did he come onto the world?
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1。
第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
十四节，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
主耶稣以一个独特的方法成为人，来到这个世界上。
Jesus Christ was able to become man through a very unique way.
他被称为是神的儿子。
And he was called the Son of God.
那在这里告诉，在十四节告诉我们说，他成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
And here it says that he became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
他以一个独特的方式来到这个世界上。
Through this unique method, he came and dwelt with us on earth.
目的就是要带给我们恩典，带给我们真理。
For the purpose of giving us grace and truth.
那他如何带给我们恩典呢？
How did he give us grace?
我们请参考《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传十章三十八节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
这是耶稣的门徒彼得为耶稣所做的见证。
This is the testimony that Jesus Christ's apostle Peter gave.
三十八节，神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方，行善事，医好凡被鬼压制的人。因为神与他同在。
We are witnesses how God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
主耶稣如何带给我们、带给人们恩典
？How did Jesus Christ bring people grace？
就是借着圣灵和能力。
It was through Holy Spirit and with power.
这个圣灵就是神的灵。
This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
这里所说的能力啊，就是神的能力。
And this power is the power of God.
神的圣灵、神的能力要带给人恩典。
So this Holy Spirit and this power is to bring us as men grace.
所以在这里彼得见证说，主耶稣他周流四方，他行善事。
And so here Jesus Christ went about doing good.
他来到这个世界上的时候，他关怀，他怜悯。周遭许许多多的人。
And when he was on earth, he went and had compassion and helped many who were around him.
借着圣灵，借着能力，他行了很多美善的事情。
Through the Holy Spirit and the power, he was able to do many good works.
当时很多的人都领受了主耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的怜悯。
So many people at the time were able to partake of his compassion, mercy, and grace.
那圣经告诉我们说，真神主耶稣，他过去、今天、明天都是一样的。
The Bible tells us that the true God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
过去的人能够领受圣灵跟能力的恩典，今天我们同样可以领受。
So the power and the Holy Spirit that the people of the past were able to partake, we too are able to partake today.
所以每一个人在追求信仰的过程里头，都可以体验神，都可以领受神的圣灵跟能力的恩典。
So every one of us can experience that power and that Holy Spirit today in our journey of faith.
有一位梁弟兄，他见证他信主的过程。
There was a brother Yang who testified about his journey of faith.
他说，在这个过程里头，他领受了神给他的三个恩典。
He said he was able to enjoy three blessings.
是借着圣灵跟能力彰显在他的身上。
Because of the Holy Spirit and power which was manifested on him.
那他为什么会来到教会呢？
Why did he come to church?
在某一个时间里头，他同时间有几个让他非常忧虑的事情，在同时出现在他的生活里头。
Because there are multiple things that were worrying and depressing him that suddenly happened on him at once.
人只要有一个忧虑的事情，人就会开始烦恼。
As long as men have something that worries them, they will begin to become very anxious.
在那个时候，他不是只有一件，他是好几件。
But at that time, he not only faced one worrying and anxious thing, he faced many.
那人真的是很脆弱。
And we are weak.
一件事情或许还承担得了。
Maybe we can bear one thing.
同时好几件事情来，所以他承受不了。
But then when there are many burdens, it becomes unbearable.
这些让他烦恼的事情大大的影响到他的生活。
So these burdens greatly influenced his life.
他开始吃东西没有什么味道，没有胃口。
He began to lose his appetite.
接着他晚上睡不着觉。
At night he lost his sleep.
渐渐的他觉得很灰心。他整个所想的都是负面的。
Slowly he began to become very depressed, and his thinking was negative.
所以呢，他开始不愿意跟人交往。
So he began to become isolated, unwanting to interact with others.
他变成很孤立，变得很退缩。
And he became very withdrawn.
那这样的情形是越来越恶化。
Of course, this was a very regressive situation.
所以在人来看，很容易的就被判断出来，他有忧郁。
So in man's eyes, it's very easy for us to say he has depression.
所以在周遭最能够帮助他的就是他太太。
Of those around him, the one who could help him most was his wife.
所以他太太不断的安慰他，鼓励他。
So his wife kept on encouraging him.
他的太太鼓励他，你要走出来。
Encouraging him to walk forward.
所以他太太就带着他要去参加一些志工的活动，或者一些宗教团体的活动。
So his wife encouraged him to attend many volunteer or religious activities.
所以他们就常常去参加类似的这样的活动。
So they went around attending these activities.
有一次他们来到了真耶稣教会。
And one day they came to True Jesus Church.
那这一次呢，他持续的三个月继续的来教会。
And they continued coming for 3 months.
那就在将近三个月的时间呢，他的整个情况慢慢的在改变。
And within these 3 months, his situation improved.
大概过了三个月之后，他开始晚上能够好好的睡觉。
And after 3 months, he was able to find his sleep again.
那人如果能够睡眠的好，再来就是人的胃口也会变得好。
And once your sleep improves, your appetite will improve as well.
那在查考道理的当中，他也认真的祷告，认真的求圣灵。
And when he was studying the word, he also prayed diligently.
神也将宝贵的圣灵赐给他。
And so God also gave him the precious Holy Spirit.
所以他说，大概四五个月之后，他就总是以一个喜乐的心来参加教会的活动。
So 4 to 5 months later, he came to church with a very joyful heart.
不再像是最起初到处去看看，到处去试试。
It wasn't like before where he would go around testing one thing after another.
因为主耶稣是蛮有恩典的。
Because God is one with full of grace.
主耶稣来不但带来恩典，他也带来真理。
When Jesus Christ came, he not only brought grace, he also brought truth.
那真理的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of truth?
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章32节。
John chapter 8, verse 32.
32节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
真理非常的宝贵。
The truth is very precious.
尤其是圣经神给我们的真理。
Especially the truth that is given to us by the Holy Bible.
这里告诉我们真理要让我们得自由。
Here it says that the truth shall make you free.
在人的生活里头有许多的层面我们都需要自由。
There are many dimensions of life where we need freedom.
那到底这个真理要给我们哪一个很重要层面的自由？
And in what way will truth give us freedom?
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节。
Romans 8 verse 1.
第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
第二节，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
这里说主耶稣要让我们得自由。
Here Christ Jesus makes us free.
就是主耶稣的真理， 他要让我们得自由。
In other words, His truth makes us free.
啊，从这个释放啊，从怎样的捆绑里头出来
？And how are we able to escape these bondages?
啊，从怎样的不自由里头来得到自由
？And from what kind of a lack of freedom do we obtain freedom?
啊，这一节告诉我们脱离罪和死的力。
Here it says that we are departing from the law of sin and death.
我们要从罪跟死里头的这个捆绑里头来得着自由。
So we are finding freedom from this bondage of sin and death.
今天的医学常识告诉我们说，人的身体里头常常隐藏着一些危机哈，一些危险。
Here, today, many doctors say that our bodies have many hidden dangers.
可能是因为遗传。
Maybe because of it was hereditary.
可能是先天的一些这个基因。
And maybe it was hidden in our genes.
那这些都是隐藏的危险。
These are all hidden dangers.
在某些情况之下它就爆发出来。
And we don't know under what circumstances that they will be triggered.
有些人的疾病就是因为这样来的。
So some people's diseases are because of that.
其实本来就在他的身体里头就潜藏着某一种疾病的原因在里头。
So he already had a pre-inclination towards those diseases.
其实人的生命里头潜藏着一个最大的危险。
But in our lives, we have a most grave danger.
是致命的病，会让我们死的病。
It is a mortal disease.
那就是人的罪。
Which is sin.
那所以罪它不但是一个捆绑，它甚至是一个是一个致命的东西。
So sin is not only a bondage; it is something that will kill us.
主耶稣来了，他带给我们。恩典带给我们真理。
When Jesus Christ came, He gave us grace and truth.
这个真理就是要让我们能够除掉罪。
And this truth is what will help us set off these bondages of sin.
其实生活当中很多的事情都在告诉我们、提醒我们，人有罪。
Many things in life are often telling us that we, as men, are sinners.
有一些人很容易的，他就知道，他就承认我有罪，我是个罪人。
Some people easily acknowledge, yes, I am a sinner.
比如说有一个蔡弟兄
For example, there was a brother Cai.
他有一个正常的工作
He had a very normal job.
但是呢他一直没有办法身边存有钱
But he could not, for whatever reason, save any money.
因为他染上了用毒品
Because he was addicted to drugs.
所以他所赚的钱都必须花在毒品上面。
So all the money that he earned, he spent on drugs.
以后他做见证说，在那段时间还好，他没有因为吸毒需要钱而去做一些犯罪的事情。
And later on, he testified that it was fortunate that he never got to the point where he would do something bad because he didn't have enough money to buy more drugs.
他所赚的钱刚好够他能够买自己需要的毒品。
The money that he earned was just enough for him to buy the drugs that he needed.
那当然他的生活状况很不好。
So, of course, his situation in life was not very good.
他也不敢想要说交女朋友结婚这一类的事情。
He didn't dare to think about having a significant other.
他跟朋友比起来他实在是很痛恨自己。
And so, compared to his peers, he really hated himself.
但是他没有办法。
But he had no choice.
在这个神的拣选之下，他来到了教会。
And under the choosing of God, he came to church.
他发现说我有希望了。
And he found that he had hope.
他知道主耶稣能够让他得自由。
And he realized that Jesus Christ could give him freedom.
所以他继续的来教会。
So he continued coming to church.
那有一对夫妻刚好住在教会的一对夫妻他们刚好住在这一位蔡先生家的附近。
And there happened to be a couple that lived near Brother Cai's home.
那所以就很乐意的常常他们夫妻开着车路过这个蔡先生的家， 带他一起来教会。
So, whenever the couple went to church, they would bring him along.
当然蔡先生可以自己来教会。
Of course, Brother Tai could have come by himself.
但是出于弟兄姐妹的爱，也希望说借着这样让他能够持续的来教会。
But this couple had the love and hoped that he would come often.
那在车上当然大家会互相的聊聊天，谈谈话。
And of course, on the commute, they would often talk to each other.
所以彼此之间就更加的熟悉。
And so they were become very familiar with each other.
那这对夫妻就发现说，这位蔡先生呢、啊，他很有一个比较奇怪的事情。
And the sister realized that brother Tai had a very peculiar thing.
无论天气再怎么热，他一定穿长袖。
No matter how hot it was, he would always wear long sleeves.
所以有一天，这弟兄啊就问这蔡先生说：“你好像没有穿过短袖的衣服。”
So one day, the brother asked, "Oh, you never seem to wear any T-shirts."
这个大热天，你为什么都还总是穿着长袖？
Why do you keep wearing T-shirts even though it's so hot?
这蔡先生才捡起这个袖子啊，这手臂上都是针孔。
And when Brother Tai rolled up his sleeves, you could see that his entire arm was full of wounds from the injections.
他说：“其实我过去啊，我是吸毒的，我是用毒品的。”
He said he confessed that before he was one who was often using drugs.
这蔡先生想说，以后这对夫妻啊，可能会会轻视他或者疏远他。
And this brother Tai thought that after he showed them that the couple would have prejudices against him, not want to do anything with them anymore.
但是没有，这对夫妻反而更关心他更加的鼓励他。
But it was the opposite. This couple actually started to encourage him and was even more worried about him.
这对夫妻也特别对这个蔡先生讲。我们每天为你祷告。
And the couple even told this brother, "We will pray for you on a daily basis."
真的，在这个追求信仰的过程里头，这位蔡先生后来成为蔡弟兄，他从毒品里头来得到了自由。
And so in this journey of faith, this Mr. Tai later on became a brother of our church.
所以他一开始就承认我是一个罪人。
And so from the very beginning, he confessed that he was a sinner.
那我们回到圣经里头，主耶稣。他是真理，他能够为我们除罪。
And when we return to the Bible, we see that Jesus Christ is truth, and He can help us get rid of our sins.
他如何来为我们除罪
？And how does He get rid of our sins？
我们再翻回希伯来书第九章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章二十六节。
Hebrews 9 verse 26.
二十六节下半句话说：“但如今在这末世显现一次。”把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Now, at once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
这个主耶稣来了之后，就是进入了末世。
When this Jesus Christ comes, it is at the end of the ages.
他带着真理来。
He brings truth.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
他要除掉我们的罪。
And he is here to take away our sins.
这里说他把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
And here he says that he puts away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
这个献为祭的意思就是他为我们来牺牲。
Sacrifice of himself means that he sacrificed himself.
他为我们而死。
He died for us.
他代替我们。
And substituted us.
这个人的罪就好像是负债一样。
Man's sin is like a debt.
那是人没有办法去还的。
It is one that men cannot return.
那神要用神的方法跟神的恩典。
And what kind of method of grace does God use?
我们再请看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐。在我们主耶稣基督里头乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
为什么罪这么可怕？
Why is sin so fearful?
因为这里说罪的工价是永远不改变的，罪的工价就是死。
Because here the wages of sin is undeniably death.
这个死，而且是双重的死，两种的死。
And This death is a death of two kinds.
第一个，肉体的死亡。
The first is the death of the flesh.
从人会死，这就告诉我们人有罪。
The fact that men die is because we have sin.
另外一重的，另外一个层面的死，叫做永远的死。
And the second dimension of this death is the eternal death.
那个就是一个罪人，他要受审判，他要受刑罚。
And that is what the sinner will face as his punishment.
那个刑罚是永远的。
And that punishment is eternal.
那是最可怕的一个层面的死。
It is the most fearsome dimension of death.
主耶稣来了，他就是真理，他要除掉我们的罪。
But when Jesus Christ came, he was truth, and he came to take away the sin.
他让我们不用去承受将来永远的刑罚。
To take away this so that we would no longer have to face this eternal punishment.
那这必须有神的恩典，用神的方法。
And so this required using God's grace and
grace. 这就是为什么神他成为人来到这个世界上。
And that's why Jesus Christ came onto this earth as man.
他带着血肉之体，所以他才能够为我们来承担我们的罪，来代替我们受刑罚。
So he took on the flesh of men in order to bear our sins and to take on our punishment.
这是唯一的方法。
This was the only way.
这也是唯一的恩典。
And this was the only grace.
是非常的宝贵。
It is very precious.
但是是要给每一个人的。
And it was given to was to be given to each of us.
所以主耶稣成了一个完美的救主来到这个世界上。
So Jesus Christ was a very perfect savior on earth.
他为我们献上了这个完美的祭。
And he came to give us this perfect sacrifice.
为我们人来成全了这个完美的救恩。
To give us this perfect salvation.
相信的人就能够领受这个救恩。
And those who believed would be able to receive this salvation.
将来的刑罚是永恒的。
The coming judgment is eternal.
所以这个恩典也叫做无价的恩典。
And so this grace is an eternal grace.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's all turn to the book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
这么大的一本圣经到底在讲什么？
Such a big book called the Bible, what is it talking about?
约翰福音三章十六节就是整本圣经的一个最精华的浓缩。
This verse is the most concise summary of the Bible.
圣经在告诉我们神的爱。
The whole Bible is about God's love.
圣经在告诉我们主耶稣给我们的恩典。
And it's talking about the grace that Jesus Christ gave us.
圣经在告诉我们，帮助我们认识我们自己。
The Bible is helping us to realize ourselves.
告诉圣经让我们知道，没有主耶稣，我们会灭亡。
To know that without Jesus Christ, we would perish.
圣经告诉我们，借着主耶稣，我们不但不灭亡，反而得永生。
That those who believe through Jesus Christ, we would not perish but have everlasting life.
那所以相信，就让十字架的恩典实现在我们的生命里头。
So this faith will help us to realize this grace in our life.
这个我们应该弃除掉的罪，因为主耶稣就远远的离开我们。
And because of this, the sin that we should have had will depart from us.
好，请我们再看回希伯来书九章。
Let's all turn back to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28.
下半句话说，主耶稣将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
So Christ, who was offered once to bear the sins of many, to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation.
在这里在讲到主耶稣的将来。
Now we are talking about Christ's future.
这里说主耶稣要第二次显现。主耶稣将来还要再来。
Christ will appear a second time. He will come again.
他来做什么？
What does he come for?
这里说跟罪没有关系。
It says that it has nothing to do with sin.
因为他第一过去来，他 他已经为我们解决这个罪的问题。
Because the first time he came to resolve the issue of sin.
他这个将来主耶稣要再来是为了拯救。
And the second coming is for the purpose of salvation.
但我们会想，我们现在信耶稣不是被拯救了吗？
Now we'll think to ourselves, now that we believe in Jesus Christ, are we not already saved?
那我们的罪已经除掉了。
Our sin has already been removed.
那为什么主耶稣还要再拯救我们？
Why does Jesus Christ still have to come and save us?
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back to the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十三节。
Romans 8 verse 23.
我们先看二十二节。
Verse 22.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now.
我们人也是受造之物。
We are also created.
我们都知道，在看得见的人生里头，充满着很多叹息劳苦。
And we know that this world is full of groans and labors.
二十三节。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候等得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
我们知道有一天我们一定会死。
We know that one day we will die.
我们或许被火化了，或许被埋葬了。
Maybe we'll be cremated or buried.
那这个经节告诉我们，主耶稣再来的时候，我们这个身体也要被救。
But Jesus, this Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ comes again, our bodies will be saved.
这里说我们的身体要得赎，就是我们身体要得救。
Our bodies will be redeemed here. In other words, saved.
这意思就是告诉我们，我们要复活。
In other words, we will resurrect.
我们要有一个身体。
We need to have a body.
不是现在的这个血肉之体。
It is not the body we have now, this fleshly body.
而是一个神所要赐给我们的荣耀的身体。
But rather, a glorious body that Jesus Christ will give to us.
这就是为什么主耶稣将来来的时候还要再拯救我们。
So that is why, in the future, Jesus Christ must come again a second time.
就是要赎我们这个身体。让我们得着一个荣耀的身体。
To save us, to give us a glorious body.
那有多美好呢？
And how wonderful is this?
那是一个真的美好的永恒。
This is a really amazing eternity.
为什么今天常常充满着很多的不美好？
Why are there so many unpleasant things in this world today?
因为有罪。
Because there is sin.
有罪就有受苦的事情。
When there is sin, then there will be suffering.
有罪更最可怕的就是死亡。
And what is most fearsome is that death.
那当主耶稣将来再来的时候。
But when Jesus Christ comes again.
要给我们一个没有罪、没有死亡的一个状况。
He will give us a situation in which there is no death and no sin.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians.Chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，因为基督必作王，等神把一切仇敌放在他的脚下。
He must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
二十六节，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
最后罪跟死都要被毁灭了。
At the end, sin and death will all be destroyed.
这两个是一体的两面。
These are two sides of one coin.
因为罪带来的死。
Because sin brings death.
如果还有死，就是还有罪。
If there is still death, that means there is still sin.
如果还有罪，结果一定是死。
And if there is still sin, the consequence of that is death.
为什么将来主耶稣所给我们的永恒是那么的美好？
And so why is that eternity that Jesus Christ is going to give us so wonderful?
因为不再有罪，所以也不再有死。
Because there will no longer be sin nor death.
不再有罪，不再有刑罚。
Because there will be no more sin, there will be no more punishment.
不再有罪，不再有痛苦的事情。
And without sin, there will no longer be suffering.
请再看回希伯来书第九章。
Let's return to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章在二十六节告诉我们，过去主耶稣 为我们来献为祭，除掉我们的罪。
Here it talks about how he was the sacrifice to take away our sin.
二十八节告诉我们，将来他要再来，让我们的身体得着救赎。
And in 28, it says that he will appear a second time, to save our body, to give us a glorious body.
将来我们要有一个复活荣耀的身体。
So that in the future we will have a glorious body of resurrection.
那现在主耶稣在做什么？
So right now, what is Jesus Christ doing?
我们请看九章的二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 24.
最后一句话说，主耶稣如今为我们显在神面前。
Jesus now to appear in the presence of God for us.
好，主耶稣的工作现在还在进行着。
Christ's work is still being done today.
他仍然成为神跟人之间的一个中间的桥梁。
He has become our mediator with God.
好，我们请再看希伯来书第七章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节，这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就永久不更换。
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
主耶稣现在一个很重要的工作是什么？
What is the important work that he's doing right now?
就是做祭司的工作。
He is doing the work of a priest.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是常眼活着替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣现在正在做着中保的事情，代替我们祷告祈求的事情。
Right now, it tells us that his work, that he is doing is to make intercession for us.
这是何等幸福的一件事情。
What a happy and joyous thing.
在生活当中，我们常常也会对弟兄姐妹有所请求，帮助我祷告。
In our daily lives, we might ask of other brothers and sisters to intercede for us.
但是我们知道吗？主耶稣也正在为我们祷告。
But do we realize that Jesus Christ is right now also making intercessions for us?
无论发生了什么事情。
Regardless of what happens.
无论在任何的情况之下。
Regardless of what situation we are in.
主耶稣的能力，主耶稣的恩典，一直在我们的身上。
His power and grace is continually upon us.
因为他是我们永恒的中保。
Because he is our eternal mediator.
因为他是我们永恒的代祷者。
Because he is our eternal interceder.
他的代祷一定是最有功效的。
And his intercessions are the most effective.
所以从这几个经节让我们来认识主耶稣的过去、现在以及将来。
So from these verses, we have learned about Jesus Christ's past, present, and future.
主耶稣的确在过去他来过这个世界。
Jesus Christ indeed had come into the world in the past.
这本圣经记载，犹太人的历史书里头也记载着有耶稣这个人物。
It is recorded in this book, the Bible, as well as the records of the Jewish people.
那有关主耶稣的现在跟将来。
And regarding Jesus Christ's present and future.
这个必须主耶稣他真的有复活。
It must be that he had resurrected.
主耶稣真的复活了吗？
Has he resurrected?
他真的被钉十字架，他也真的复活了吗？
Was he really nailed to the cross and did he really resurrect?
是的，主耶稣已经复活了。
Yes, Jesus Christ has resurrected.
最后请我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's lastly look at Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传第五章。
Oh, sorry, Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传五章三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
这个彼得在见证耶稣已经复活了。
Here Peter testified that Jesus Christ was resurrected.
三十二节，我们为这个事情做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这个事情做见证。
And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
这里彼得说，我们都为耶稣复活做见证。
Peter said that we all here are making testimony for Jesus Christ.
啊，不但这样子，圣灵也为耶稣的复活做见证。
And not only this, the Holy Spirit testifies of these things.
啊，所以今天圣灵很真实、很具体的来赐给我们。
And today, the Holy Spirit has practically been given to us.
啊，所以我们知道耶稣已经复活了。
So we know that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
啊，所以我们知道耶稣是我们永恒的大祭司。
And so we know that he is our eternal priest.
所以我们知道耶稣为我们代祷。
And we know that he is interceding for us.
所以我们知道将来耶稣再来，我们也要复活。
And we know that when Jesus Christ comes again, we too will resurrect.
啊，所以认识耶稣、相信耶稣，带给我们是极大的恩典跟福气。
So how wonderful of a blessing it is for us to know and recognize Jesus Christ.
让我们生活充满着感谢。
So that our lives can be filled with thanksgiving.
让我们的生活当中有真正的依靠。
And that we can have a true reliance in life.
让我们生活在荣耀的盼望里头。
And that we can live in this eternal hope.
哦，将来那个复活的身体是充满着荣耀的。
Because that body that we will have in the future is glorious.
哦，那是一个活泼的盼望，是一个荣耀的盼望。
It is a living and glorious hope.
我们一起唱诗48首。
Let's all sing hymn 48.
in the cross, in the cross, be my glory and earth. Till my righteous occupant rest beyond the river.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来做结束的祷告。
Now we are going to make our concluding prayer.
这次的祷告是我们每一个人自己来向神祷告。
And in this prayer, it is an individual prayer where we pray to God ourselves.
我们或多或少的，我们需要恩典。
More or less, we need God's grace.
透过我们的祷告，主耶稣的恩典要临到我们。
And through our prayers, God's grace will come to us.
我们更能够来领受圣灵，体验圣灵，让我们知道耶稣复活了。
And so let us be able to experience more through the Holy Spirit that God has resurrected.
所以我们不但祈求恩典，我们还没有领受圣灵的，也求主耶稣照他的应许将圣灵来赐给我们。
And so not only do we pray for grace, we also pray that those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit will receive it.
让我们知道过去主耶稣已经为我来献上，要让我除掉罪。
So that we can understand that in the past, God has already offered Himself as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
现在主耶稣仍然爱我。
And now Jesus Christ still loves us.
他在我们的生活当中来指引我们，保佑我们。
In our lives, He is guiding and protecting us.
我们也就知道将来我们要有一个复活、改变、荣耀的身体。
And in the future, we will resurrect with a glorious body.
那我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those of us who are willing to receive laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.